Today is Tuesday, January 29th, 2013. This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a reference librarian at the Parchment Community Library. And today, we're taking the oral history of Ellie and Bob Wagner. Ellie, may I have your full name?
Elsa Wagner.
And what was your maiden name?
Leiter, L-E-I-T-E-R.
Okay, thank you. And Bob?
It was Robert Andrew Wagner.
All right. Okay. And how long have you been married?
65 years, almost 66.
Almost 66. Okay. And Ellie, where were you born?
Battle Creek.
And Bob, how about you?
Battle Creek.
All right. And do you live in Parchment today, in Kalamazoo? Where do you live?
Well, Weatherstone, which is in the Parchment area.
Okay.
But our three children all graduated from Parchment High School.
They did. Okay.
And our two daughters were, our son and one daughter were married in the Parchment United Methodist Church.
Which still stands.
And the other was married in Haven Reformed. Yeah.
Haven Reformed.
When it was down.
Before they moved way out to Sprinkle.
Moved, yeah.
And Yeah. So. Okay, so you have three children. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you grandparents?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Six grandchildren.
Six. Okay.
12 great-grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. Big family now. Okay.
Yes.
So what is your personal connection to Parchment?
Simply that we moved here.
Yes.
You moved
we
to
bought
where?
Our first house here.
Where did you move from?
Down in Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
Okay. And what year was that?
I was born in 55.
So yeah, around 55.
54.
1955.
Okay. And house number?
116 Glengyle. I remember it.
116 Glengyle. Okay. And how long did you live there?
12 years.
Okay. And then what?
5501 Clado.
5501 Clado. That's still in this area, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
School district. Yes.
And how long did you live there?
From 65 to 80, about 20 years.
About 20 years. Okay.
And then we went to Pine Lake.
Pine Lake. All right.
10857 Long Point Drive.
Yeah.
For how long were you there?
Until we came back here, which was around 98, was it?
Is Pine Lake up in Berry County? Where is it?
It's Berry. Yeah, I think it's Berry County.
Isn't it north of Richland, Pine Lake?
Yes.
Or
northeast of
Richland. Northeast of Richland, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, how many years did you live there?
Well, we lived there from 85 to 98, I think.
So all right.
About 13 years.
And then you've been back.
Yeah. And then we moved to Weatherstone. They were just starting Weatherstone.
Weatherstone is a community, isn't it?
It's right across from Haven Reformed Church.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just starting it, and we bought the second house in there.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we love it.
You do? Oh, good. Okay. Ellie, where are your parents from?
My mother was from Athens, Michigan.
Athens, okay.
And my father was from Leitersburg, Indiana.
Come on. Leitersburg, Leiter is your maiden name.
That's right.
Is that right? That was a family sort of establishment there?
My great-grandfather, so the story goes, they farmsteaded down there. And had a large farm. And the story goes that he forded the river there, so they named it Leitersburg. There was a high school there. When I was a kid. And then in 1947, I think it was, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the farm.
Really?
And this great-grandfather had 20 children, so it was a rather large party.
Oh, I guess so. Okay, you know what? I forgot. I have to ask your birth dates, Ellie.
May 1928.
And Bob?
6623.
Okay. All right. That was just I like to sometimes do these last names, maiden names, family names. How about you, Bob? Where are your parents from?
Actually, my father was born and raised in Port Huron, and
okay.
And I think my mother came out of the Detroit area originally,
mm-hmm.
and then they moved to, with the Grand Trunk Railroad, moved to Battle Creek, or from Port Huron to Battle Creek.
He was with the railroad?
Yeah, yeah, he was billing clerk with the mm-hmm. Grand Trunk, and
okay.
they moved it to Battle Creek, and that's where I was born.
Yes, so. Right, I see. Okay.
So we're both graduates of Battle Creek Central.
Okay. Was that all the way through 12th grade?
Yeah.
It was?
And then...
We didn't know each other.
Well, we went to...
And you didn't know each other at the time?
She was on the...
Well, you're 5 years apart, aren't you?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
And they both went to Kalamazoo College, and that's where we met.
I see. And Kalamazoo College. Now, they have the same... They have a different curriculum then? Because now it's known as a liberal arts college. Was it the same? It always was? Okay.
It was liberal arts then, and actually a strong chemistry department. And it was the person who was a teacher there became the tennis coach at Kalamazoo. He's got that program started, really.
That's a big thing over there, that U.S. Boys Tennis, the USTA they have in August. Yeah, that's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What did you graduate from K College in?
Well, I think I was a major in history and English.
All right. How about you, Ellie?
I quit after 2 years and married him. Remember, this was back in 45 and the boys were coming home from the service.
Sure.
Yeah.
Once we had no men and then we had lots of men.
And then you had lots of, and you could like have a life, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Everybody could get, I know my mother used to talk about that. She said, well, you just don't know, Wendy. You know, we could get married, we could have kids, we could have a refrigerator, we could we could get houses, buy a car.
Yeah.
It was huge, huge time. Yeah. All right. Now let me just ask you about your first house on Glengyle. How big was it?
It's still there. It's next to the one that was Christine, as I knew her, but it's Chris something else now here.
Okay.
She works here.
Yeah, Chris Tannis?
Yes.
Yeah.
She and her husband lived there for a while, next door to it, in Mrs. Pryor's house. Our house had a living room, dining room, went from front to back. I liked that part. Mm-hmm. Had a very small bedroom on the first floor, mm-hmm. and bathroom.
Yes.
Kitchen, you could eat in it. And then there were stairs upstairs, and the people before us had taken out all the walls, so it was one huge room from front to back. The kids loved it.
Yeah.
Like
being in a dorm or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was okay. Had a garage. Had a beautiful yard. Big backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And let me just ask, did you know a lot of your neighbors?
When we lived there, we
did.
Yeah.
On one side were Gatwoods, who you probably won't have in there.
No, but we really like names in these oral histories,
right.
So go right ahead.
He owned the Standard service station here in Parchment.
Yeah.
And they lived next door to us.
Okay.
And on the other side of him were the Pullens. And
did you say Pullens?
P-U-L-L-E-N.
Yes. Okay.
And they had one daughter, Sandy, who used to babysit. And then on the other side was Mrs. Pryor, whose son was the chiropractor here.
All right.
And she was she was elderly then. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of her was, Doris, your disappearance. Dobbs, D-A-U-B-S.
D-A-U-B-S, all right. There's a name I haven't heard yet in any of these histories.
Okay, well, that's Bierma's parents. Have you heard of Everett and Doris Bierma?
No, I have not. I have not.
All right, they are other. They were here a long time.
Okay.
She worked in the library. I was trying to think about anywhere their children used to live there, too. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who lived on the other corner across from them. And then there were the Bushes. It was he a major? And they were really nice people. Mm-hmm. They were grandparents, and they had kids play with their grandchildren.
Yeah.
And Kitty Corner across the road, because there was a corner right there, were Lucille and Don Woodhams.
Woodhams.
And they had three children. And then they were in a very bad accident. Their oldest daughter was killed.
Oh.
Sad. And up the street, there were the Rices,
okay.
Ricky Rice, who used to be the park manager or something here, or city manager.
Okay.
Because he was just a year or so older than our son, and they used to play together.
I see.
And who else lived up that way? Mark Campen and his parents lived up there.
Joe Wright.
Wrights lived here, yeah. And his wife, Dorothy.
And lots of kids on the street.
Oh, yes.
Lots of kids on the street.
Were.
Someone that I interviewed talked about and this I can say from being a kid too, the moms really took care of the street during the day. They knew where all the kids were.
Well, there yes, was, we did.
You
but
watched out
was,
for each other.
There was also a policeman here at that time.
Oh, yes.
Herrick.
What do you, oh, sure. Ralph's dad.
Yes, his dad.
Yes, his dad.
Who would patrol the streets, knew every child in here. And if they got off the curb and he was coming down the road, he would stop his car and he would say, "You get back up on that curb." He was great.
I had not heard that.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
About Mr. Herrick. I didn't know he was he would drive up and down and really pay that kind of attention.
Oh, he knew all the kids.
The speed limit was 25 miles an hour in Parchment.
I've heard about the tickets right up here at the corner here if you were going too fast.
That's right.
They claimed he was hurting business here because he was keeping traffic away from Parchment.
I doubt it, don't you? I bet he kept it safe here.
He did.
There were several businesses here then. It wasn't.
Who do you remember? Businesses. Belle Isle's?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knew Belle Isle, I think.
And Clark's.
And
before Belle Isle moved in, the story was in there.
Harding's used to be down.
And there used to be a dime store across the road.
Yeah. Say that again, Ellie.
A dime store.
Right. Yeah.
Where the pizza place is now.
Mm-hmm. Was there a gas station?
The standard gas station that Catwood owned.
Yep.
There was nothing where the Quick Mart is now.
Which banks were downtown? Jeff Banks?
Oh, you
right on that
the,
corner?
What was it called then? Right now it's PNC. It was National City.
It was National City before that.
Although they weren't out here until we sold the community house, were they?
Yeah, we went to First National down in Kalamazoo, and I worked 39 years for the Gazette, and
you did.
So we did all our banking.
You didn't know that.
I forgot to ask you that part. You worked 39 years for the Gazette.
Yeah.
And what was your position there?
Well, I was in sports, writing sports column. And
see, I'm not even from Kalamazoo. I've lived here on and off for over 20 years, but
yeah.
You wrote sports for the Gazette.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All of them? All sports?
All kinds.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Did you have travel a lot then?
Just around. I covered the last four games, or the four games of the World Series in 1968 in Detroit at St. Louis.
Man.
And we drove down to cover the 1979, I think, we covered the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
You did.
But that was because we had so many kids from Kalamazoo, or that were played in Kalamazoo, that were...
Really?
So, yep.
Now, did you have a ball doing that?
Yeah, I was a little tense at times. But, getting stories out. And people didn't know who the person from Kalamazoo was that was asking all these questions. But it was worthwhile.
Did you retire from there?
Yeah.
When did you retire?
1985. Gosh, I remember that.
Okay.
in July 1st.
After 39 years, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to do my math here. Were you in the service, Bob?
Yeah, I was in the 629th Tank Destroyer Battalion.
For the Army?
In the Army.
How long were you in?
33 months. And of which 22 were overseas.
Where did you serve?
In Europe. Well, we were in England for a long time. And then there was D-Day, and we went in 17 days after D-Day.
Okay.
So, then all the way to Germany, and we were in Germany when the war ended.
In a tank?
A tank destroyer, which is an open turret.
Oh.
It had an
open... Just a little more exciting than the other kinds.
That was... And then we changed to an M36 when we were in Germany, which had a 90 millimeter gun.
Yeah.
But that was too late. We didn't need that then. So.
Okay. When did you get out of the service then?
Oh, golly. I can't think.
45 or?
It had to be 45. Yeah.
It was VE Day, and then there was VJ Day in August, so sometime in 45.
Yeah, it was probably October.
Was it that late? Because when did you start?
Yeah, because I...
Did you come to school at K in the fall?
But, yeah.
Okay.
And
did you suffer any injuries in the
no,
war?
No. Didn't?
Great.
Just.
Yeah. Did you get drafted or did you?
I was drafted.
You were drafted?
In Battle Creek.
Sure.
Was at Fort Custer. And then,
yep.
Then in Texas. Yep.
Okay.
And.
Yeah.
Then I spent the rest of the time in the States in service most of it was in Texas.
And you were single at the time.
Pardon?
You were single at the time.
I was single, yes.
You were single. Okay. All right. What year did you get married, you two?
47.
Married in 47. Okay. All right. Okay. So then you went to college, and then from college, Bob, did you just go straight to the Gazette?
Yeah.
You did.
Because I knew, before the war, it was 1 year at Alma College.
Okay.
And their public relations person was from Kalamazoo and had worked for the Gazette. And he said, well, after the war, he said, if you're looking for a job, come see me.
Oh.
So that's what I did.
Yeah.
And that's...
great.
It was because of him that was... he was in the Navy.
Okay.
But, so I owe him a great deal.
Yeah, that's a good connection to have. Yeah. How about you, Ellie? Were you a working mom outside the house? No. No, I'm telling you, that's plenty. That is plenty. So let me just digress here a minute. In your retirement, what are you doing with yourselves? Enjoying life? Or what else are you doing?
Well,
you want us to start.
You're busier now than before, aren't you? That's what I always hear. Yeah.
When we moved to Weatherstone, I put out their newsletter.
Oh.
So, but I'm not doing that anymore.
Great. Yes.
And I did a series of history for the United Methodist Church for their bulletin.
Yes.
So I just write.
You mean local history?
Yeah, local history.
Local history in the Parchment United Church Bulletin? When did you do that? Do you remember the years?
Yeah, you stopped about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they collected those and they gave them to you at the library.
Yeah, they're in the church library now.
They're in the church library.
They're in the church library. You know, we might have some of those here, too.
Teresa
knows more about what we've got in terms of local history than I do. She's, you know, there's stuff downstairs and... Oh, okay. And how long did you do that, Bob?
Oh, it's maybe a couple of years, wasn't it?
Oh, more than that.
More than that?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
He was doing it for Dan.
And Minor. Then I...
Oh, yeah, I heard of Dan Minor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reverend Dan Minor. Yeah,
then I had... Well, Dan moved, and I had... And I was, did the newsletter for the Weatherstone.
Okay.
But then I had a problem with it. I'd done it for so long, and I was in the hospital for a while. And
all right.
We decided it was just too much.
Yep.
So.
Yep. You passed that job on.
Was like 4 or 5 pages.
Somebody else. And were you like doing all the news gathering, also?
Yeah.
Getting
usually.
The stuff. Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
And but no, when I got it was this church. No, that's right. Those are. They put out the newsletter. My next door neighbor took it over for a while, but he didn't like the job.
He didn't.
So they have a newsletter, but it's only a 1-page deal now. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Ellie, mm-hmm. What are you doing with yourself?
Well, since he retired,
yeah,
we've done some traveling, and we spent 12 years in Alabama every winter. which was fun. We belong to ILR over in Battle Creek, which is Institute for Learning and Retirement.
Oh, what's that?
It's an offshoot of the Elder Hostel, and it's run by the Kellogg Community College. And
I
we're
see.
Starting a new class next week.
Is it learning and or learning in retirement?
In
retirement.
Yeah.
And you're starting in these. And you're starting a class. Oh, fabulous! Good for you guys. Kellogg Community College runs these.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what's your next class?
It's on news commentators.
Yeah.
In the last 30 years, 40 years.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Journalists, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the last 40 years.
Yeah.
And how long are these classes last? A month? You go once a week?
We go once a week, and this one I think is only 4 or 5 sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
okay.
is fine, and that's all the sessions ever run. We've
okay.
done, Bob's done all the world history once.
Yes.
And wars.
Yeah.
And
oh.
they had first ladies, and I can't remember all of them
now.
I've been
never
a lot
heard
of them.
This. How do you get in on this? How old do you have to be? To get in. Really? Oh, I can get in easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got in through friends because it's in Battle Creek and it's really aimed at Battle Creek
yeah.
people.
Yeah. I see. I see.
But
yeah.
anyone can join.
Because, Western has Lifelong Learning Academy.
Yeah. Well, they started that
Something
after this
like
one.
Yeah, yeah. They did. And I've looked at this one. Some of these are just one shots. They're just
mm-hmm.
one.
We can drive
show up.
To Battle Creek. To class faster than we could get up to Western.
I believe that. And park and
mm-hmm.
walk in.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah, I believe that. It's not easy to get into that campus.
So from here to Fort Custer, it's
yeah.
easy.
Yeah. Great.
They have luncheons every 3 months. And once a year we go up to Stratford.
Huh.
Spend 3 or 4 days.
How grand.
Plays.
Yeah.
How grand. Yeah, that's a fad. I've been there once. Fabulous place.
That'd be interesting.
Okay, now let's talk some more about parchment, okay? Because pretty soon, now we're going to start talking about theater and Shakespeare and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Did you, let me think, because you didn't go to school here, you went to school someplace else. There were like some, were there sports? I know KVP had softball. Did you ever play on any of those teams or play on
no,
those teams
I,
around
I,
here? No,
I didn't. I covered them.
You covered them?
Yeah.
For the Gazette?
For the Gazette, yeah.
That was big stuff here, wasn't it? Because Jake used to hire young kids specifically from high school, I heard, who were good at high school baseball.
Yeah. They KVP used to have a team in the top league, as we
yeah.
used to say, and Sutherland Paper was in it.
Yep.
So a lot of industry was sponsoring the teams.
Sponsoring these teams, so.
And those are days long gone.
Yeah, I know.
So.
I know, that was very, very popular stuff here.
Yeah.
I think maybe like well into the 70s, wasn't it? Were they still doing it into the 70s, or?
It was.
Not so much.
It was winding down by that time.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Sutherland, when
the mergers happened, and
but they won the national championship 2 out of 3 years in Battle Creek, and that
yes.
in the amateurs, and
but yeah.
they gave it up, I think, in 1952 or 55, somewhere.
Really?
So it was beginning to slow down then because so many
I
other
see.
Things were. The television and
yes,
and computers and
that's right. Lots of other stuff taking people's
oh yes
time and attention.
Yeah,
yeah. So what was parchment like? I mean, the mill. Most everybody knows the mill. The town actually grew up around the mill.
Yeah,
not
right.
the other way around.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of activity.
It was
sponsored
active,
by the mill,
yeah.
and
it was still active when we moved here.
All
but
right.
we weren't part of the mill.
Right.
But we joined the church here,
mm-hmm.
and all those people were from there. They
yes.
just took us in.
Yeah.
Parchment was like yeah. a little neighborhood. I mean, everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was great.
Yeah.
The kids used to go sliding in the park.
Yeah.
Go skating over here.
Skating, yeah.
The kids could go all over Parchment. You didn't worry about
kids had bikes.
Oh, yes.
Get on your bike, and you didn't, you're right.
And
we had, I can remember when we were going to church, when in the old community house.
Mm-hmm.
It was owned by KVP.
Yeah.
They built it.
Right.
And so we were that Sunday, we were supposed to leave and then head south to go cover Western baseball in Arkansas. So.
Wow.
And, but you parked at an angle across the street. So Harry came around and put tickets on every car. And they were saying, he said it was for parking on the sidewalk. So when I went to court, and I said, you know, if we're not parking on the sidewalk, we've got to park with our backs in the street. And they threw the thing out. So, but anyway.
What, do you remember what year again that was, Bob?
Oh, golly. That must have been in the
early 50s, 60s?
70s.
No, oh, it in the 70s.
Wasn't that late?
I tore the community house down in 65.
Yeah.
I remember the church. That's it had right. to be the late 50s.
In the late 50s.
Because we took our three children with us to Arkansas.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, that's when we had a judge here in Kalamazoo.
Judge Pierce.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, other people have talked about him. He would sometimes give people talking tos.
Yeah.
Could when be. They showed up in front of him. Yes. Oh. I had heard that. Yeah. There's a good story about Ralph Herrick Sr. I'd never heard that one. do you remember, now, they used to do, maybe this was before you guys moved here, but they used to do big celebrations here in the park. Kindleberger Park, which is right behind the library. There's mm-hmm. the July 4th celebrations here used to be really spectacular, I'd heard. Mm-hmm. Lots of fireworks and stuff. They would just rival anybody. Did when you guys moved here, were those done?
Yeah.
I think they were done. I don't remember.
See, I think they might be done.
You worked when they had the...
Well, that was a festival. That was not a fireworks. I don't know what she means. But remember they used to... Wasn't it... didn't they bring in one of the big baseball teams like White Sox or something to play here?
They did.
The Cubs, I think.
They did bring somebody. You're right. They did bring somebody in for a game.
Yeah,
that's
we
right.
Live out here at that time.
That's right. I think that was the 40s.
That was before I moved here.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. But they still, you know, we still continue to use that park.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That was one of the most wonderful things Jacob Kindleberger ever did. Was
right
donate
now
that
there
land.
Is the Kindleberger Park Foundation, which if anyone would like to donate money, you do it through the... You didn't know about the foundation?
I did not.
Garden Club started it. Kindleberger Park Foundation. We started it around 8-10 years ago now. It has several $1,000s in it now. And when you want to make a donation, you send it to the Parchment Schools Foundation, and they put it into the Kindleberger. And the idea was that at that time, they were thinking about taxes. They were having problems getting the money in the city. And we were all worried about whether they were going to keep the park up or not. So we started the foundation. And the rule is they can only use the interest, but we were hoping this would grow to a lot of money so they would have plenty to run the park on. So it's still there.
Well, that's interesting. Where is there more information about that, Ellie? I mean, is it on the school's website? Would they might have a blurb about that foundation or?
Garden Club is where you would find out about
For heaven's sakes. That's a new one for me.
You didn't know that?
I did not. But remember, I'm not from here.
Okay.
So
you used to have little folders upstairs that told about it because we left a bunch of them up here.
All right.
So people would. And then it sort of died down. We ran it for
we
pushed it, let's say, for
all
three
right.
or four years.
Yeah.
Including letters to people around town here to please give money, and they did.
Sure.
That's how we have $5,000-$6,000 in it.
Well, I can do some research about that, see what's going on with that.
You worked in a booth at that part. Wasn't the Parchment Festival then, was it?
It was the one-day festival in May because it was so cold.
That's right. And I've heard of that one.
I showed movies in the at one of the park buildings across.
Yes, for kids?
Well, for kids, basically, but a lot of kids drifted in. Some high school kids came in and necked in the back and that type of thing.
Yeah.
But then we showed movies.
That was for the library.
Pardon?
That was for the
library. That was for the library, and we showed.
And we charged.
And then we showed movies up at Barkley Hills.
Oh, sure.
And.
North Elm.
Pardon?
North Elementary. We showed some down there.
Yeah.
At North Elementary, yes.
Yeah, the North, yeah.
Now, was this a fundraiser?
Yeah.
The library.
This is a fundraiser for the library.
Yeah. That's how the library, okay. Had enough funds to operate the first
I see. Okay.
And if the film ever broke, we were in trouble.
Holy man, I bet. Oh, my word. Because then...
It was like a riot in there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. How long did you do that, Bob, you think?
Oh, not
2 or 3 years.
Well, that's long enough. Well, did you do them once a month, once a week, or what'd you do?
Oh, not every week.
No. It was an occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every month or two.
All right.
For about the money for the library.
Occasionally for about 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. I know you weren't with KVP.
No.
Neither of you worked there and stuff, but...
No.
I've heard from some other people I've talked to, you know, and interviewed that, you know, the town downtown is really busy. Place is just humming. I mean, I realize a lot of people drove in. Not everybody who worked for the mill lived here. But there were a lot of people, of course, who did live here and did work for the mill. And everybody's lives were regulated by that when the whistle went off. Or, you know, this is lunchtime and when a certain shift ended and when a certain shift started, everybody knew what was going on down there. And how about, you know, I heard some guys talk about when they were younger kids, they'd go to the river and play around in all that foam. Did you hear about that? Which was,
no.
You know, effluent from the paper mill and stuff. They'd play around in all that. On the shoreline, they'd play around all that foam and stuff. And then the powerhouse, were you here when the ash would settle?
Yes.
I went to a meeting at the city hall or whatever.
Yeah.
People complaining about the smoke coming out.
Yeah.
And we all understood afterwards that they solved that by putting kind of a jet thing in the pipe and sent all the smoke over Parchment.
Oh, did you shut
it over
on
the north? But that.
Oh!
So, anyway.
Yeah.
But it really was dirty, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. That was when we lived on Glengyle, in one side of that living room where it was all windows.
Yeah.
And you had to mop up the sills every day. And if you were gone for a couple days, your tables would just be black. It was.
What about hanging your washout? Did anybody do that? Or?
Well, yeah, we didn't have dryer.
Dryers then, so you'd have to and have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of the downside.
Usually they send it out at night, though. They didn't send
Did
it out
they?
Yeah.
Okay.
They
okay.
Didn't want to know it was coming.
Say.
Maybe not. But then all the roofs would get coated, right? There'd be.
Well, but then it would rain.
Probably not for very long. The rain or the wind would blow and it'd come off somewhere. Yeah.
It was nasty.
So, do you still have lots of friends in Parchment?
We still belong to the church here.
You still belong to the United Methodist Church here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes? Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
I was just thinking there's someone you should interview because she doesn't live here in Parchment. You probably wouldn't get her name, but it's Bev DeBoer. And her maiden name was Ronnie, and her dad worked for KVP. And she grew up in Parchment.
Yes.
And
What was her maiden name?
Ronnie. V-R-A-N-Y.
Where is she now?
She lives on Jennings Drive. She still belongs to the church here.
All right.
She's a good friend.
But long, long history here.
Oh, very.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you guys enjoy yourself in Parchment?
Yes.
Yeah.
We heard lots of people. I've heard lots of people say, you know, it's a great place to raise a family.
It was.
They really. The schools were good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
still
three children graduated from Parchment High School.
It's changed so much because after the paper companies kept going down. And,
yes.
And so a lot of people have moved out.
Right, they have.
And,
that's right.
And so there are a lot of people you don't know around here that have other interests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say the demographics have changed.
It looks like the library does a tremendous business.
Well, we try almost everything here. We'll try anything. And, you know, we've recently gone through some remodeling here and upgrading of the computers, and we're not done yet. So
I was sad that they filled in that open space, because I took pictures for the garden club at the chocolate.
Oh.
And you could shoot down.
That's true.
All the people, but you get no longer.
That's true. You could get a really good overhead shot, couldn't you?
Yeah.
The 700 or 800. I think we had 800 people this year come through.
I know you did.
Oh, that's right.
You were here.
Yes, you were.
Marshmallows?
Yeah, that was tremendous. That was tremendous. They're still showing up for that.
Oh, gosh.
Still do a lot of traffic in that. Let me ask you. Let me ask you a couple questions here towards the end. You know, get philosophical, like I do with everybody. What do you consider a successful life, and how has parchment affected that?
My life was pretty good before that. So.
Yeah. You had a good life here? Because the town was well run.
And we meet
run.
A lot of new people out of Weatherstone. Mm-hmm. They aren't all from around here.
Sure, sure.
But it's still a nice community.
There were a lot of good friends here.
A lot of good friends here.
I learned a lot here.
Yeah.
The older women would take the younger women under their wings. And I don't know if you heard about Louise Bixby and Frances Germanson and Virginia Hathaway and Alice Kyle. They were all, say, a generation ahead of us.
Vera did Philip Bixby's oral history on tape, and we've got that access to that.
His wife was a good friend. Yeah.
Yes.
And they would just take the younger women under their wings, and they would see to it that we did things like the church and the garden club and the campus activities. They just were great. It was a great place to live.
We did not on here mostly because I need to say this on this. There's a DVD here in the library called The Library Story, based on the foundation of this library, of which these two people were some of the first members that got this library going. This library has moved at least 5 times until they got here in 89. Extremely tenacious group of people in this community about their library.
I was one of them.
And Ellie was one of the... Both Ellie and Bob, by the way, are on that DVD, which can be checked out from the library. So I have to say that besides them being longtime residents of Parchment here, they were intimately and integrally involved in the foundation of this library. And if it hadn't been for that group, the mother's group, in the early 60s, we wouldn't be here.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Ellie was a member of the Fresno Library from almost the beginning.
Yes.
And
sure.
And all the different places that the library was located, like where the church is now, or the church, the bank is now.
Yes.
And then there was a house next door to it.
Right.
And they've been demolished, but the house next door was our first.
Yep.
Library, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right.
The house.
Sure, and then you were up at Berkeley Hills for a while, weren't you?
I didn't work up there. That was when they started having paid librarians.
Okay.
Viva worked so hard, and she went back to school and got her degree.
Yes.
And she was a librarian. But when we were in the houses down this way, I worked a lot. And our daughter, Susan, was the first paid help. She was in high school.
That's right. That's right.
Tonight. And Viva's Eric. Evansons were good friends.
Yep.
So Lorna and Jack lived up in Weatherstone until they
And that's died. Lorna and Jack Gibson, I think. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole, besides this, so I wanted to get this oral history because we were talking before we started that this is the 50th anniversary of the founding of the library here, the actual, from 1963, it's 2013, so... We're going to celebrate 50 years this year, and I wanted to get people who were in from the beginning and the Wagners certainly were.
And on that DVD, do you have how we got our first books?
Yes, I believe so.
It was...
You got donations.
Donations, and we all joined book clubs where you would spend a dollar and you get six books.
That's right. That's on that DVD. Yeah.
That's how we started.
Very resourceful group.
We all learned how... Did you ever interview Madeline Warner yet?
I have not.
She just moved to Wyndham.
She's on my list.
Good.
Yep.
She taught us all how to catalog books.
She did.
She was a librarian down at the Kalamazoo Public School System.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and taught us how to catalog.
For heaven's sakes. You guys were just very resourceful.
This is ridiculous, but I was the first president of the library board.
Uh-huh. Oh, you were?
And
oh, my word.
Me and all the women. And I can remember we had meetings everywhere we could go, and at homes and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we went up to the Otsego Library just to see what it looked like.
Sure.
And, but then when it really got tough, and
you had to have a millage or something, you mean? Or
when they started getting really serious about putting the new library up, well, I was out of it by then.
Yeah. Well, that took some doing. A district library, or what are we going to call this, or how do we qualify for that? That took some doing, yeah.
Because you're working from the bottom up.
Exactly right.
But Viva, of course, was the key to everything.
I know it. This is Viva Abramson, whom we are talking about. We're sitting in the Viva Abramson Parchment History Room right now. She put herself through school. Got her library degree so she could run this library.
Yeah.
Talk about, like, as I said, extremely tenacious people here, determined that this community needed a library and that the downtown Kalamazoo Public Library and any of the branches were not close enough and were not sufficient. So,
and you had to pay for them.
And you had to pay for an out-of-district card. That's correct. Yeah. Well, I thank you both very much. You learned some more. I learned some more. Everybody, you know, sometimes people will refuse me and go, oh, I don't know anything. I don't have anything to say. And I have to say to them, I said, yes, you'd be surprised. What little piece of the quilt you've got that no one else has shared. So I appreciate it.